Okay, Hey Amid Beis, second to the top Tesis on the top right. The Gemara asked the question, if you're allowed to marry a Gul on Friday, that the first time you're living with her is on Friday night, right? The Gemara's question was, are you making a wound, are you not making a wound, do you want to, do you not want to, that whole question in the Gemara. So Tesis is going to ask a very simple question. What do you mean, can you get married on Friday? The Mishnah says you're supposed to get married Wednesday. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara is asking a question, what's the din? If a guy gets married on Friday, can he live with his wife the first time?
Almana. No.
Taisus says, Alpha Gav, the Tiknu Sheh Psula Nisasul Ravi. Even though Lechaito, do we have a din that a Psula has to get married on Wednesday night? So why is Gemara asking a question if you can get married on Friday? He said, Mikamakim, nevertheless. What happens? Im Ida Shalepo Belel Chamishi. The question, what happens if he wasn't Wednesday night, he wasn't with the Thursday night? Does he have to wait until after Shabbos? That's the question. So, he doesn't have to wait until the next Thursday, or at Yom Beis, or at least until Monday. So, in other words, the Hachi Boy, therefore, the Gemara says, the question of the Gemara is, Imota live with the Shabbos? Can he live with her for the first time with Shabbos? Vim lav, if not. Okay, so Taisa says, bottom line is, what happens if the guy didn't get married Wednesday night? Does he have to wait a whole week? Mm-hmm. Or can he do it earlier? That was the Gemara's question. Now, Taisa is asking another question. We learned a braisa before that says you're not allowed to marry a girl on Friday. Because you can't live with her for the first time on Shabbos. So what's the Gemara asking when the braisa clearly said no? It says, Avogav the Tanya Le'il, even though we learned before, Mafrish and Chosim in Akala, that we separate the Chosim from the Kala, Lel Shabbos Tchila, Friday night, that you don't live together Friday night, Mibnei Shuhu Eisa Chabura, because he's making a wound in her, plus, V'tanya Nami B'idr Braisa, and another Braisa it says earlier, Benkach, whether this or that, Lo Yiva Loba Erev Shabbos V'loi, or Saturday night. So Taisus is asking, what's the Gemara's question over here? Can you live with your wife for the first time on Friday night when we learned clearly in a braisa before that you can't? So Taisus says, Pirish Bakuntris, so Rashi answers the question, Dolahava Yodale. The Gemara here didn't know of the braisa before. Hey, I'm at Beis, in Taisus. The Gemara didn't know of that braisa before. Inami, Yodale, or we knew about it? But the Gemara's question was, Hachi Ilchas, is the halacha like that? And by the way, the halacha is that you could get married on Friday. So either Braisa clearly says before no. So Taisa says, either the Gemara, Rashi says the Gemara didn't know of that Braisa. Therefore, the Gemara asked, can you get married on Friday or not? Or can you live with her for the first time on Friday or not? Or the Gemara asks, is the halacha like that Braisa or not? Because interesting, the fact is, halacha is not like that Braisa. That you can't live the first time Friday night.
But the halacha doesn't have to be like...
Huh? Marriage and you're doing it on Friday night, doesn't matter?
That's what the halacha is.
But you cannot get married on Shabbat, right?
No. You can't acquire things on Shabbos.
But that act completes it on Friday night, which is Shabbos.
It doesn't complete it. The marriage is the kedushin is kedushin. And the suin is the suin. It doesn't... she's married regardless.
A braisa is not necessarily the halacha. I mean, so
correct.
What's the question?
Yeah, but the braisa is a bunch of tanoim. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So the Taisa's question asked, how come the Gemara is asking a question when the braisa clearly says he can't? So Taisa says, either they didn't know, because not all Amiroim knew all braisas. Mishnah, everybody had to know. Braisa, you didn't have to know. Or, like Taisa says, the Gemara is asking, that's a question.
Practically, today, who gets married on Friday?
There are two Lubavitcher weddings in this city in Friday in the last 5-6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you mean like second marriages outside here? Or what?
No. No. One was by Sephardic Temple.
Back noontime or something.
Yeah.
Friday?
There are two weddings.
Middle of the day?
On a long Friday?
Right, back here.
Shopping for Shabbos.
And people went to the wedding. People were there, believe it or not. Free food? Good. Doesn't matter.
Take extra for Shabbos.
take home in your pocket.
You can't carry.
The lo yada abraisa. They didn't know that is not. Now, the next one is a very interesting taste, not relevant to here. The Gemara's question was, is the blood absorbed or are you making a wound? If it's absorbed, then it's not a problem. You're not doing anything. If you're making a wound, you're not allowed to. This taste is going to discuss, forget our Gemara. Why is it forbidden to make a wound on Shabbos? What is the malacha? You can't cut yourself on Shabbos, intentionally. You can't do shechita. Yeah? Or you can't make a chabura. So Taisa is discussing, very interesting machlekes, Rashi and Taisa is here in Rashi. What is the definition? I mean, that is Rashi and Shemaine Schwartz. What is the reason why you can't make a chabura? Let's see Taisus. It's very interesting to learn part of it because it's an interesting Taisus. Time of the Chabura, Taisus says, the reason why you're not allowed to make a wound on Shabbos is like a Pirush Rashi. Taisus says, not like Rashi's interpretation in the Gemara Shabbos. The Chayv Mishum Tzeveya. Rashi says, you can't cause bleeding on Shabbos because you're painting. You're coloring. Tzeveya is coloring. Gabi Cheshvatzim. The Tana Hosam Nitzra Adam Avol Pishle Yotzo. It says if the blood coagulates, even if it doesn't go out, it's called making a wound. So Rashi says over there, what's the problem with it? Because you're coloring the skin. If you bring blood up, then the skin turns red. So you color. That's what Rashi says. So Taisa says, in Kosher, it's difficult that explanation of Rashi, because he says in Chulin, in the Gemara Sugi over there by the lung. It says, v'sharsh gotzim v'ramashim, that you're not chayiv of making a wound by animal, by bugs, until blood goes out. It says, by a sheretz, yeah, the Gemara says, shkotzim v'ramashim, you know, creepy things. You're not chayiv until blood comes out. So Taisa says, hashemaitzeveiko lesluhur, there's no skin by a sheretz. So Rashi says you're coloring the skin. So Taisa says, but the Gemara says over there, you're not allowed to let blood from an animal, even though you're not coloring any skin. So what survey are you?
You're killing it.
Huh?
You're killing it by doing that.
No, you speak if it's dead, you're not killing it. Well, what's the answer to killing Shechita? But we'll soon see in a second. Taisa also asks, the guy makes a wound in a lady. Rashi says, what are you coloring? The skin. But if you make a wound in the woman and blood comes out, what type of coloring are you doing?
No, you're coloring the skin.
What skin? Rashi says when blood stays under the skin, you're coloring the skin. Right? But over there, blood's coming out. What are you coloring?
I said the hole, when the blood comes out, it on top of your skin becomes red. So
no! The skin, no, Rashi says over there in the Gemara,
a bruise.
When you make a bruise, because the skin's not letting the blood come out, but you're coloring the skin, you just made it red.
Oh.
So Taisa says, then why by Shkotzen there's no skin, so what are you coloring? And over here, what are you coloring? Therefore, Taisa says, because it says, Sheichet le'mechai mishum tzeveya, ele mishum netilas neshama. Because you're killing the person, the animal. Yeah? Alma time of the chabura, what's the reason of a wound? Taisa says, Mishum Natilas and Shama. Not because of coloring. Taisa says, because you're killing somebody. Taisa is going to explain why you're killing somebody when you make it bleed. He says, V'rav da Amar Hasim Mishum Tzeveya. There's a drav over there in the Gemara with the animals that says if you make a bleed, you're also chai for Tzeveya. Taisa says, Af Mishum Tzeveya. You're also chai for coloring. But Netilas Neshama, by the way, what does it mean, killing the person? Ein lefardish the time of Shemach Chosh, Shemach Lishi, V'netok Sas Nishmasi. He says, you can't say the reason of bleeding is because you're weakening the person, so weakening a person is like killing him. Okay? There's no woman weakening over here. But you could say that it's the Rabbanon, the Gemara's question, maybe it's rabbinically forbidden. In other words, like this. Taisus is paskening that the reason of Chabura is because of Shechita. You're killing the person. You're not killing the person. Right? So Taisus, first of all, in our Gemara, maybe it's only rabbinically. But there's no question by Mila, it says over there, Mashma the Ike Suda the Raisabit is dam. Well, when you make a bris mila, right, you cause also bleeding. But the Gemara's Mashma Taisus says that it's also min
HaTeira. If it's not on his time.
If it's not on his time.
On Shabbat.
Right. Because it says, Hai umne the lemayitz, the umen, the moil that doesn't suck out the blood. You know, you don't do mitzitza, sucking out the blood. Sakantu is dangerous for the kid. And you make him no more moil. Because you see that Mechalna Shabbos. Okay. So Taisus says like this. If you skip a few lines. Nira Rabbeinu Tam, Haitzaz Dam Chashiva Netilas Neshama. Why is making a wound, blood coming out, why is that called killing? Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Because the Pasuk says the Dam is in the Nefesh is in the Dam. Therefore, Kshaneitu Miksasei, Neitu Miksas Neshama. It's a very interesting thing to say. Rabbeinu Tam says, because the blood, the soul is in the blood, right? So if you take out a little bit of blood, you're taking a little bit of neshama. So you're killing him part way.
You can say if you hold part of it, you hold the whole thing. Yeah, if you're holding part of it, you're holding the whole thing. No?
So the question is not bruising. The question is blood coming actually out.
Correct.
What lav is
then? What? It's one lametes melachas.
So... bloodletting by a leech or something, that's a lab also, but what category is it falling to?
According to Taisus, you're killing him.
When you put a leech on a person.
And Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
That's
a refuah, no? So, and that's because nefesh, I'm saying, if the guy's dying, but if the guy's not dying, you just want to do bloodletting, you can't do it on Shabbos. Because according to Taisus, it's in the Tilas Nisham.
Oh, but Tosfos and Rush, they're completely talking about two different things. Rush is talking about it's a bruise, and Tosfos is talking about the blood actually coming out.
Yeah, but the Gemara's expression is Chabura, and over there, and the word Chabura, Rashi says, because you're Tzaveya. And the Gemara is the question of Chibur Michbar. Are you making Chabura?
That's but
the
Gemara's question. What is Chabura? Chabura is a bruise or Chabura is what the blood coming out?
Chabura is a...
Okay, yeah. Besides that,
Chabura. Besides, it's a bunch of blood. Yeah.
So what is the definition of Chabura?
A wound.
Meaning a bruise.
No, it could be sometimes with blood, sometimes without blood.
Oh.
There are different expressions.
In the case of the woman, the blood comes out. So, I don't. Okay.
But Taisus holds making something bleed on Shabbos is because of Netilas Neshama. Rashi said maybe a problem of coloring. Taisus says it's a problem of killing.
But if it's for the sake of mitzvah.
Well, that's the Gemara's question, but Lepel, the halacha is that you could because of all these things. Because only Rabbanim, because of Bilis Mitzvah, the Chachamim permitted it.
Even though it's the writer.
No, Taisus says it's probably the Rabbanim.
But the halacha that you're not allowed to make...
Because halacha change sicha lagufa, we skipped a few lines. What?
But the halacha that you're not allowed to make someone bleed or whatever...
Right.
That's for the ritual of those two reasons.
But killing, according to Taisus, because you're killing the person a little bit.
For that, that's the reason.
Correct. Right.
Shechita is midoraita, right?
Yeah.
So this is like a Rabbanan.
Right. No, because the question is, do you really want the blood? It's Melach Shein Sich Lagufa. You don't want it for the right cause. Which is only Rabbanan. Well, not like Rabbi Yudim, it's Rabbanan, so whatever. Yeah.
Is it also possible that besides that it's hurting?
That we'll see in the next thesis. Because the Gemara says, okay, let's say the blood is not making a wound. Let's say it's just there. Right? So the question is, the Gemara's question was, the Damutzar, is it Pesach Mamela Ka'asim? No, I'm sorry. Does he need the blood and therefore it's allowed? Or does he want to make an opening and then it's Asim? That's what Taisis. So Taisis, in the next Taisis says, in Tema Psikreshul in Yom Pesach. The Gemara's question is, does the guy, when he's making the wound in the woman, does he only want the dam, or does he want the Pesach? Right? Because you're not allowed to make an opening on Shabbos. Right? So Tais says, but even if you only want the dam, but you're still psikresh, it's for sure you're making a Pesach. So what's the Gemara's question? Gemara says, are you doing it for the blood and therefore it's allowed? Or are you doing it for the opening? Right? So Tais says, but it's a psikresh. So Tais says an interesting thing. We must say, it's possible to make a bleed without opening it up.
Yeah, this is up to this point we were last week, right?
No, we were in the Gemara last week. We didn't learn this. We spoke about the various things outside, but not the inside thesis. Okay, let's leave this. The rest of the cases, and then we'll leave for a little bit. Okay, let's go into the Gemara again.
What page?
Okay, now we're on 5B3. But you know what? No, we have to go back to 5B2 because we're in the middle of the Gemara. 5B2.
Ibailahu.
Ikadamri. No, Ikadamri.
Second version?
Yeah, the second version. Ikadamri is 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines at the end of the page. Ikadamri, another version of the Gemara's question is like this. Imtim Salem Adam Chaburi Michbar. Even if you say that the wound, you're actually creating a wound. So the question is, Ladamu Tzarech, does he need the blood? And therefore, it's forbidden. Because he's making it, he's creating a chabura, which according to Taisis means you're causing it to bleed. Okay? Or la'anos atzma yitzarech is only to satisfy his own pleasure, and therefore it's allowed. V'im tem salema la'anos atzma yitzarech. If he's only doing for his own pleasure, therefore you're allowed to. V'dam memele kos in the blood, so to speak, comes out without kavana. Right? The question is, because the guy doesn't want the blood.
For assurance, he does.
Yeah, but that was the Gemara's question. Does he want it for insurance? To know she's a virgin? Mm-hmm. Or do we say, no, he's just doing it for himself. Now the question, if he's doing it just for his own pleasure, doesn't care if she's a virgin or not, then the question is, it's Eina Miskaven. So the question, Alocha Krab Yehuda, Oi, Alocha Krab Shimon, is Alocha like Krab Yehuda, the Eina Miskaven is forbidden? Or do we hold that the halacha of Krab Shimon that holds Einam Miskaven is allowed? Meaning like this. If the guy is making a chabura, but his intent is not to make a chabura, he's not interested in her bleeding. Right? So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do something unintentional, it's still forbidden. Rabbi Shimon holds, unintentional is allowed, unless it's psikresha. But if it's not a psikresha, Reb Shimon holds unintentional Eina Miskaven is allowed. Like we said, you can floss your teeth. If they always bleed, then you can't. Right? You're not allowed to cause, based on this Gemara, yeah? You're not allowed to cause bleeding on Shabbos, correct? Now, am I allowed to floss my teeth on Shabbos? Pre-cut dental floss, because Shabbos you can't cut dental floss. Am I allowed to floss my teeth on Shabbos? Very practical question, yeah? So what's the halacha? If my teeth always bleed when I floss, then I'm not allowed to.
Even though you don't need it.
Even though I ain't a miskaven, I don't care if it bleeds.
What's psikreshia?
So if my gums always bleed, then it's a psikreshia, then I'm not allowed to. What happens if they sometimes bleed, sometimes don't bleed? So Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to. Ain't a miskaven is osir. Rabbi Shimon holds, ain't a miskaven is mutter. Right? So now the question over here is like this. He doesn't want the blood. What's the question? Maybe it's forbidden because he's causing her to bleed. Right? Or do we say he doesn't want the blood? He doesn't care if it doesn't bleed.
He always bleeds.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, that would be good according to Tosfos.
Right. That's what he said. So it doesn't necessarily have to bleed, right? So now... Not that, that's... No, that's not by... That, the dam psulim. Completely different. So the question is, if the halach zek Rab Shimon, that einem miskaven is mutter, then you could do it. Mm-hmm. If the halach zek Rab Yehuda, you can't. So the most question, who do we pass calling? So it says like this, Itma, Bebei Rav Amre, and the yeshiva of Rav, they said Rav Shari. The Rav permitted it. Ben Ardo Amar, in Ardo they said, no, I'm sorry. In Beit Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said, Rav Shari, Rav allows it, Ushmul Asir. Ushmul forbids it. That means Rav holds like Rav Shimon and Ushmul holds like Rav Yehuda. But Nardoi Omar, in Nardoi, where Shmul lived, they said, Rav Asir, Shmul Shari. That means both cities said that whatever thereof, that thereof permitted it. In Rav city, they said Rav permitted it and Shmuel didn't. In Shmuel city, they said Shmuel permitted it and Rav didn't. Right?
You gave each other credit?
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, if you want to know the siman to remember who said what, Eilu makilin la'atzmon ve'eilu makilin. They're both lenient for themselves. Because the city of Rav did everything like Rav. So they wanted Rav to say you're allowed to. City of Shmuel did everything like Shmuel. So they wanted Shmuel to say you're allowed to. So in each city, they said their Rav permitted it, and the other guy forbid it.
Oh, what was the Lemaise?
The Maise, the Aloch, is that you could do it.
I mean, how could the people decide what Rav said?
No! In Rav city, it was established, there was a tradition that this is what Rav said and this is what Shmuel said.
Oh, I see. It's not that
Rav and Shmuel were dead, because or else you could have asked them. So Rav and Shmuel weren't alive anymore. But in Rav's yeshiva, they said Rav permitted and Shmuel forbid it. In Shmuel's yeshiva, they said Shmuel permitted and Rav forbid it.
Two opposite thing in from one person?
Yeah, can be. Either... There is a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. One said yes, one said no. How could both cities say that both of them they permitted it? It doesn't make sense.
You ever hear things you don't remember from two people, you don't remember which one said what?
You're talking about people of the city.
Yeah, but nothing is written.
They so don't they, remember what they have said?
They had Kabbalah that Rav said you're allowed to do it. And Shmuel said you can't. And Shmuel said he had Kabbalah that Shmuel permitted it.
Do they remember what the rabbi said?
No. People remember what the rabbi say?
Only the jokes.
Only the, sometimes. It's that if the people get the jokes. Okay. Now. So the Gemara says, according to this, that Rav holds a Reb Shimon. Right? Correct? The Rav holds like Reb Shimon that Einam is Kavan is Mutter. Therefore, because he doesn't want the blood, you're allowed to do it. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Rav Shari, how could you say Rav holds like Reb Shimon? That not intentional is allowed. For Amar Rav Simi Bar Chizki Medush Mishmei the Rav. Rav Chizki said the name of Rav. Haimasuch Raya Denezaisa. A barrel stopper. Osela Duka Biyom Tov. You cannot close it up on Yom Tov. A barrel stopper. Mm-hmm. It's via cloth. Okay. Now, when you have a stopper in a bottle, it's wet. Now, when you close the stopper, you're squeezing. Uh-huh. Right? Now, do you intend to squeeze?
No,
you don't want it. Right? So Rav said, you're not allowed to use this barrel stopper on Yom Tov. Shabbos for sure not. Even Yom Tov. I, it's Einim Miskaven. But Rav holds us it. So how could Rav just get through saying in Agumar that Einim Miskaven is Mutter?
Is it because of the coloring also? It colors and...
But huh? Rav says also coloring, but also in the Tilis Neshama.
But this is wine.
Huh?
What does the wine... No, I mean, the bottle stoppers, the question of the Gemara, it has been on Shabbos.
Besides,
is also calling the wine, coloring the stopper.
No, it's beer. First of all, she says it's beer. Doesn't matter. It's not coloring the... We learned already. Can you wipe your hands on a napkin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's makalka.
You're ruining it. The only shaila is, this is what Rashi says, we're going to see Taisus disagrees with Rashi, but Rashi says it's because of schita.
Making it better than it's also, right? By coloring.
Yeah, if you make it better, then it's colored. But if you ruin it by coloring it, then...
But if you use the cork that doesn't squeeze, is it okay?
Yeah, you're not squeezing.
But it still doesn't matter if you close in the hole?
No, it's made to open and close. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. When you button your shirt, is that sewing?
Bottle
even. I'm asking you.
Bottle cap.
No, I'm asking you a question. You button your shirt on Shabbos.
No, it's temporary.
No, temporary.
You could do temporary sewing on Shabbos?
It's not
you could do temporary sewing on Shabbos?
Do temporary not.
Why isn't it sewing?
Closing.
I'm sewing this to this. Okay, I'll give you a better example. You know what a zipper is on your pants? Yeah. Can you close your zipper on Shabbos? Is that sewing?
It's not called sewing.
Why isn't it sewing? Wait a minute. Why isn't it sewing?
Two things together.
That's called sewing! What's sewing?
We better go home before we cannot do anything.
No, we're not sewing. We open and closing.
Because it's made to open and close. It's not called sewing. Otherwise, a button would be sewing. And a zipper definitely would be. You know, mamash, by a zipper, your mom is sewing the two pieces together.
If you zip it and doesn't open anymore, then it's like sewing.
If it breaks?
No, it's mekalkel.
It's made to be open and closed, so it's okay.
Let me ask you a question. You open the door, close the door of the house. When you close the door, are you building a wall? So why are you allowed to open and close the door?
The same, because it's made to open and close.
A folding table, you can fold, open and close on Shabbos? You just built a table?
So what's the problem of Ohel?
I'm asking, why isn't it called building a table?
So because you can close it again.
No, that's not the reason. If I leave it up forever, am I allowed to open the table on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Why?
Made for that.
Nobody says when I open the table that I built a table. It's made to open and close. That's what it's made for. So it's not a din of building. It's not a din of sewing.
So why don't you say same thing about an umbrella?
A problem of an umbrella is an oil. You're making a tent.
So on the table you don't make your oil?
What do you make? You're sitting under the table.
There's an earthquake.
Ainim Iskavim. So Gemara's question is like this. If Rav, according to the Gemara before, says that the Allah is like Rav Shimon, that Ainim Iskavim is allowed, if you're unintentional, is allowed, so why does Rav say, putting the, and Rashi says, from the worn out clothing, people were very useful in those days. I mean, they made use of everything, yeah? They would use, the old clothing is bottle stoppers or
rag.
Barrel stoppers.
Rag.
Yeah, yeah, the shmata.
And Niram used to do that, like cover them.
Yeah.
In Bar Mitzvah, there's a Gemara about a document that's worthless. So do you give it back to him or to him? It's a loan document. Nobody can collect. But so Gemara said, what's the difference? So Gemara answers, lots of pizza l'chusim, to use as a bottle cap. In other words, it was still worth it. The people used it. So here the question is like this. The Gemara says if the guy doesn't want the woman to bleed Friday night when he's lived with her, so therefore it's Einim Iskaven. So the Gemara said before Rav, in Rav City, they said Rav allowed it. Why? Because Einim Iskaven, it's unintentional, and Allah is the Rav Shimon. Right? So the Gemara asks, how can Rav say Einam Iskaven is allowed like Rav Shimon? Rav forbid using a beged, a garment, for a bottle stopper. Why? Rashi says, because you're going to come to squeeze. Yeah? So L'chaira, why? It's Einam Iskaven. Huh?
Because it's
going to
happen.
Right. So the Gemara says, no. By whom? I feel Reb Shimon made it. By the bottle stopper, even Reb Shimon would hold you're not allowed to. Why? It's a psikration. The Abayivit of the Dhamma Tavar Abayim, and others say many places, made the Reb Shimon psikration lo yomus. Because by a bottle stopper, because the barrel is wet, and you have to understand, the way it works was the barrel, that's why it's a barrel stopper. The barrel, the opening's at the bottom. The barrels are big.
Oh, it's not on the top.
The barrels were big. That's what Rashi explains. It was a rechavis. So the stopper is at the bottom. So now you have all that liquid against the stopper. Right? So anytime you put the stopper in or out, you're squeezing liquid out of it. Right? So the Gemara's question was, why does Rav forbid it if it's Einam Iskaven? So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? By that, it's psikration. It's for sure going to happen. You can't say he doesn't want it to happen. It's for sure going to happen. So that's why it's awesome. Now, there's an interesting Taisus over here. I'm just going to talk a little bit about it outside. Taisus says, Rashi learns, what's the issur of squeezing? Because it's chita. You squeeze. Rashi says, Pirshu kondis, asim ishum chita. Okay? Now, there's the malachis. There's a malacha called dosh. Dosh is threshing. Now, what is threshing? When you have the hard kernel, let's say wheat. Yeah, wheat's in a hard thing around it. So the animals, what they would do is they would. Nowadays, it's all machines. The animals. They'll pound on it. They put all the grain on the floor, and the animals would walk over it, and their weight would crush it. Okay? And then they did what was called winnowing.
Yeah, they crushed the husk.
Yeah. And then they would throw it up in the air, and the difference in weight made this go this way and this go this. This is the process. So, there's a question, and therefore, you can't be mephatic. Mephatic means removing something from what it's inside of. Because what did dosh do? The purpose of dosh was to separate the kernel from the hard stuff.
Husk.
Yeah? So, the question now is, why is chita forbidden? In other words, like this. To squeeze a lemon is mephatic. Because the juice is inside the lemon. Correct? And then when you squeeze it, like the kernel is in the husk, so when you squeeze it, squeeze a fruit, a lemon, or wine and olives, which is the biblical schita, it's really mephatic, because you're removing what's inside, now you're taking it out. Schita, Taisa says, is not squeezing out of a cloth. Taisus learns over in the machlekes here, Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, what's the problem here using the bottle stopper, the cloth? Because you're doing schita. Right? Taisus says, no. Here it's not also for schita. Because Taisus learns, it's very interesting, Taisus learns that schita of a garment is because you're cleaning it. How do you wash a garment? You get it wet, and then when you wring it out, the dirt is coming out. So Taisus learns that schita normally is because of cleaning. Not because of mephatic, not because of dosh. Another malach on Shabbos is libun. You can't clean a garment on Shabbos. If you have a dirt spot on your suit, you can't go like this, right? Because you're cleaning it. You can't clean a garment on Shabbos. Taisus says, Rashi says over here it's forbidden. When the Gemara asks Rav about why he can live with the woman, so he says because he's causing it to squeeze. Yeah? So Rashi says, what's wrong with squeezing the baguette? Because it's chita. So he says it can't be. Because the reason why schita out of a garment is forbidden is because you're cleaning the garment. But if you're making the garment dirty, squeezing it out is not going to clean it. Mm. And if you're talking about a barrel of wine or beer, squeezing it is not going to clean the material. The material is dirty anyway.
So
Taisus, no. So Taisus explains this, that Rav said you can't use this bottle stopper, barrel stopper from material, is because of mephatic, but not because of schita. It's a little semantics, because the barrel is the same thing.
The mephatic, you just said that's the schita.
Yeah, but it's like schita zeisen, Taisus says, because it's forbidden.
That we learn schita from mefarik.
That's what I'm saying. Taisa says that schita mishum libun, and that's not shaykh by any mashke except water. But it's totally irrelevant. It's still asr. The question is mefarik or is it libun? By the way, it could be two malachs.
But it's not libun because we are talking about wine.
That's what Taisa says. So how could Rashi say you can't use the bottle stopper because of schita? The reason why schita is forbidden is because of cleaning. Here you can't use that word of cleaning.
So why is it also?
Taisa says because it's mephatic.
But it goes back to what Rashi says. Rashi said if it's because of schita is libun.
Rashi calls it schita, mephatic. And schita is also because of libun. That's what Rabbi Natam says.
You see what my question is?
No.
The Av Malacha is Mefarik.
Or Libun. Now, yes, Schita is a Tolda of what?
Schita is...
A Tolda. It's a Tolda of Malabin or of Mefarik? Or Dot?
Depends on who.
So Rashi over here is saying... Schita is a tolda of I mean, it's schita is a tolda of. No, Rashi seems to say it's mephatic. Rashi calls it schita. Taisa says it can't be schita, because schita is also because of libun, and here libun is not. So Rashi says schita is a told of mefarik, and Taisa says schita is a told of libun. Oh.
Schita is the byproduct.
It's the result of the correct. Other two. So the question is it schita? Is it an offshoot of cleaning? Is it an offshoot of mefarik, of threshing?
In halacha of Shabbat, that we don't do schita, like
it doesn't matter what's the difference.
Either way,
it's forbidden.
Even itself.
Yeah, when itself it's forbidden, it doesn't really matter why.
Whether you want it or not, doesn't matter.
What?
Whether you want it or not, doesn't matter.
Well, that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara says, how can Rav over here pass on the Gepshim and you can live with the girl because you don't want it to bleed? Right? You don't need the blood, you don't want it to bleed. And over there, Rav forbids it. So the Gemara answers, over there, it's a psikresha. But by using the bottle stopper, for sure, it's going to be squeezing. And therefore it's forbidden.
So according to Toso, it should be mutar, because it's not really, it's a told of libun, but it's not libun either, because it's dirty.
What's the difference? It's still forbidden. The only question is semantics. Again, what is it? Okay, so let's see back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, okay, but, so we're saying in our Gemara, Rav Paschal's like the Pshimin, that Einim Iskavin is allowed, yeah? So the Gemara's question is, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Rav clearly says Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that Einam Miskaven is Asur. So how can Rav say by the woman over here, because of Einam Miskaven, it's Mutter? And not only that, Rav Chanan Barami Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Shimon. Right? So the question is, our Gemara said like this, Rav said, he said Rav allowed it. Shmuel said, he said, Shmuel allowed it. And Rav forbid it. So the Gemara says, but how can you have that argument? Rav clearly says that Allah is a Kerab Yehuda, that it's forbidden. So how could Rav city say that Rav permitted living with the girl Friday night for the first time because it's Einim Miskaven. And not only that, Rav Chiya bar Abba Masna v'loy Gavri, he just says clearly, Rav Amalocha Krab Yehuda and Shmuel Amalocha Krab Shimon. Right? So the question is, if Rav holds clearly like Rav Yehuda that Einim Miskaven is also, how can he live with the girl for the first time Friday night when he's causing bleeding, even though it's Einim Miskaven? But the halacha is a computer that you're not allowed to. So my answer is like this. La'elam Rav Krabiuda Sfirli. You're right. Rav holds a Krabiuda, Einim Miskaven is forbidden. Why can you live with the girl the first time Friday night? Chayri, you're causing bleeding. Because la'ach nishan da'am mifket pocket, that the blood is only stored in her body. So he's not making a chabura. He's not making a wound. He's just like opening up and blood's coming out. Mekalkol hu eitzer ha-pesach. Because as far as the opening goes, he's making it a wound. Destructive.
Next to the Pesach?
No, not eitzel Pesach, mean by the din of Pesach. Meaning like this. A virgin is worth more than a non-virgin. So by making her a non-virgin, by opening it up, you're making it worse. You're ruining her. So it's mekalkol. So therefore, it's only rabbinically forbidden. And for this, Bilas Mitzvah, the Chachamim allowed it.
So according to Rashi, this would be a problem.
Why?
No, both of them. Because the blood is coming out of coloring.
Because Rav Yehuda agrees even by Mekalkul. Now, Lahach Lish, according to the opinion that says, Dam Chaburi Michbar, that is, no, you're actually making a Chabura, so you're actually making a wound. So again, mekalkulates a chabura. Because again, he's making it, concerning the wound, he's actually ruining it. For the same reason. It's because it's a wound. You're wounding a person, so it's destructive, not constructive. The marshal, if you cause somebody to bleed on Shabbos,
and they go to a hospital.
No, it's asur. But it's not chayiv, because you're mekalkel. You're mekalkel, you're ruining him. The fact that you're making him bleed is negative. Right? Unless, if by making the person bleed, you calm down your temper, you cool down, then it's constructive for you and you're chayiv.
This is the man.
Then for you it's that's
like breaking a plate,
isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, if you break a plate out of anger, so normally you can't. It's seisin. It's destroying. Yeah. So if somebody breaks a plate on Shabbos intentionally, so it's not chayv. It's also, but it's not chayv because it's mekalkel. He's ruining it. What happens? What happens if by doing it you calm down? So then it's a constructive act, not a destructive act, and then you would be chayv.
The plate is not constructed, nothing happened. You
broke it. Yeah, so the act, what you did, is fixing you through what you did, so it's called fixing, not breaking.
But the act, not the object.
Correct.
The outcome.
Is the act destructive or constructive? So the fact that you calmed down, that the act became constructive because you're calming down.
Well, we never look at the act. We always look at the like. The
not necessarily. So halacha says no, no.
If you make
it, halacha says tak. In this case, you look at the act, right? Wow.
So
what?
Somebody wants to take a hammer and smash the TV in their house.
Somebody wants to take a hammer and smash you over the head. Yeah, what happens?
Your mekalkel might be a shiloh of tikkun bais, right?
He
has
to do it on Shabbos.
Huh?
He has to do it on Shabbos.
It's a mitzvah.
Which is lesser than the two evil.
No, but you can look at it this way. If you chayiv mitzvah for chil Shabbos, then you don't have to pay for the television you just broke. Because kim le b'drabim inay. No, you don't. This is halacha.
It's a Rambam.
It's just learning. It's because you get the bigger the punishments. You mechal Shabbos, you get killed. And like this, you don't have to pay the damages.
On the kids' video, Lamatas Malachas, they show it, you have an axe, smash the TV.
And what does they say about it?
Remember, Kalkul, you know.
Kalkul. Okay, then the Gemara says, okay, now listen, Rashi. Okay, top Rashi in the page. Do we say the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that tzas, or do we say halacha like Rabbi Shimon the mekalka b'chabur chayiv? Normally, mekalka b'chabur is chayiv, because do we say ainim is kavin is aser? Ben Arda in the place of Shmuel and the siman to know which city said what. Shleitit laafter, you shouldn't make a mistake changing what Rav said in Ador of Ador to be Rav. Elam akil and atma, each city was making for themselves. Meaning Rav city said that they were Mekel, that Rav was Mekel. So Tzichon Lassik Kedivir Rav, the yeshiva of Rav that needed to do like their Rebbe said, they said, Rav and Hitir, that Rav was Matirat, to live with the woman Friday night. When Ador Eisen Kishmul, Rabban, and the people from Ador that had to pass him like Shmuel because he was their Rebbe, Emrim, Shmuel hit it, that Shmuel permitted it. And then the Gemara asks, but Rav Shari, how can you say Rav permitted for the man to live for the first time with the woman Friday night? Because Allah has a Krep Shimon, then Einim is Kavan is Mutter. Bitmiya, Alma Dovashainim is Kavan Mutter. Can Rav Svira, can you say Rav holds that Einim is Kavan is Mutter? You can't say that. Why not? Because the case of Mesuchia, the Nezaisam, so Rashi said, what does this mean? Steamus Negev Gigis, to plug up the hole of a barrel of Metzian Sheikh Derech HaNekev, you take out, again, the barrels were big, right? So they take out wine, a beer, or beer or wine, doesn't matter, from the bottom of the barrel.
They didn't have a spigot? So, I mean, that's in place of a spigot?
Yeah, it's in place of a spigot. But how do they close up the hole? They close it up with a shmata. Besides the nicer, actually, you could close it up. Bivloy begotten with torn clothing. Instead of throwing it out, they would use it as bottle stoppers. So Rav over there in the Gemara says, Asala deikim shum schita. Right? You're not allowed to do it because you're squeezing the stopper, you're squeezing. And over there Rav says you're not allowed to, even though it's ainim iskaven. So how come over here Rav says you could if it's ainim iskaven? So the Gemara answers, made the Rav Shimon. But that is psikresha. So now Rashi is answering a very interesting question. Why isn't here a psikresha also? You're for sure going to cause bleeding in the woman. If she's a virgin, you're going to cause bleeding for sure. So you can't say ainim iskaven to bleed, because it's inevitable to happen. So Rashi says, avokan yesh bikim batia kedalakaman. Like we learned in Taisus just before. There are people that knew how to turn the woman in a way that it's not for sure going to make a hole. Shmuel says in the Gemara later, this is what they're referring to. I can live with men. It's many single virgin girls, they remain a virgin.
How can it be? How can it be?
I don't know.
I mean, he wouldn't. Must know, I mean, from the experience, he just understands.
So, for example, in the case of the barrel,
no.
On Shabbos, it's gonna, when you pull it out, it's going to squeeze.
Right.
But what if you need the wine for Kiddush?
Still not allowed to. Just because you need a mitzvah to do a mitzvah, sometimes things with Rabbanim you could do. But things with Shasim and Atayri, you can't do it.
In this case, it's there's no.
If the only way you're going to get wine is by carrying it in the street, you're allowed to carry it and make Kiddush? No. If the only way you can get to shul is by driving, you're allowed to drive? No.
So here, because for sure it's going to squeeze, then you're not.
That's what Rav said, you're not allowed to. Rav said he can't even do it on Yom Tov, definitely Shabbos not. Because it's Chita.
What's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos?
There's no difference. The case that it happened was over there, it was Yom Tov.
Oh.
If you make a hole in it, another hole.
Huh?
Would that be okay? If you make a hole in the barrel, you're not making it a keli because you already have a hole there. Can you make another hole for the wine to come out?
Yeah. How are you going to get it out?
Let's see.
How are you going to stop it afterwards?
So you put another stopper.
Yeah, if you put a rubber stopper in there, you could do it. Because you're not squeezing. Yeah. If there's a hole already.
If not?
You can't.
Tikkun mana?
You're fixing, you're making a Pesach. It's boina.
It's boina.
Yeah.
You're still making a keli?
Yeah, you're through. You make a keli because what's the issue of making a keli?
Oh, it's bin.
That's the issue. Yeah, you can't do it. Okay, let's just start this thesis. The one on the left. We'll just start it. This again, this bottle stopper, right? So Pirish Bekuntas V'chena Ben Chananu Ba'orach Rashi. Hi, Mr. Chreisa. Okay, Pirish Bekuntas V'chena Ben Otam Ba'orach Ad Lishna V'chein V'seder Tanoim V'Amiroim. In the book called Seder Tanoim and Amiroim, it says, what's the issue with the bottle stopper and the barrel? The Asim Mishum Schita. So Ben Rashi says here clearly Mishum Schita. The kosher Rabbeinu Tam, haschita mishum libun, schita is forbidden because of cleaning. Like we said, when you squeeze a garment, the dirty water comes out. Shaykh b'chad b'shar mashkin. And that din of cleaning doesn't apply to any other liquid. Why?
And only water.
Only water. Why? The chol dava malachlech es boilei, anything that makes the garment dirty, k'gan yayin v'sheikh v'shemen, it's not shaykh cleaning it, eladavka b'mayim. Right? And the proof of it is, because there's a gemara like this in Shabbos, it says like this. Okay, a guy is walking on Shabbos. And, you know, those days there were rivers all over the place. And he comes to a river and he has to go through the river. So, right, so he has to pick up his garments to walk across the river on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Hey, Chalevid, what should he do? How should he cross it?" So Gemara says, "Linchais b'maya, to you know, go through the water. Asid leischita, he's going to come to squeeze the water out of the. So it's gzeira. You might come to schita, okay?" And he says also in Perek Chavis, also in Shabbos, "Mistabik beluntis." When you go out of a mikvah of water, you can dry yourself in the towel. But v'lei yiviyano. Okay, you shouldn't carry it. Why? Mishum da'asa l'dei schita. Because you might come to schita. So Taisa says, from all these gemaras you see, where were the chachamim afraid of schita?
By water.
Because if schita is because of cleaning, that would only apply to water. Because any other garment that makes things dirty is like, and Taisa says the same thing. Uperk beis the bayah, the Gemara says the second perk of bayah, the lukula alma e matbilin is a kalim. Everybody also can't table dishes on Shabbos. Why not? Umefarish Gemara is one reason. Gzeirim shum schita.
What?
Why can't you, huh?
Kalim? How could you do a schita with kalim?
No, because you're going to dry it with a towel. It's going to come to schita.
Oh.
And yet, 1 minute. So you see by water, the Chachamim made all these gzeiras that you can't do things because you might come to schita, yeah? And yet, in the Gemara Shabbos, it says, Misaninis as a yayim besudran, that you constrain wine in a cloth. Why aren't you afraid of schita? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you afraid he's going to squeeze the cloth? So Tari says, Alma legabi yayin lo gazrina mishum schita. By yayin, you're not afraid of schita. Why? Because schita, Taisa says, is because of cleaning. And cleaning is only when you squeeze water, but if you squeeze everything else, you're not making it clean.
So that's why people don't walk by a sprinkler system? I mean,
the reason they don't want to get wet.
I mean, that's the schita. I mean, it's the same thing. Why not?
Why would you want to get your suit wet? Why would you want to get your suit wet?
Not that you want to.
Do I clean only?
No, you come to... I don't know, I'm just asking. No, it's not an issue?
No.
You're not allowed to go dafka to get wet for the sprinkler.
Because you come to schita.
Right.
But you mentioned that the spita in itself now is not allowed, regardless of if it's cleaning or not cleaning or whatever else.
Taisus learns it's a different issur. Not schita, Taisus is going to call it mephatic, which means removing something inside, something into for it to come out.
Straining the wine is a different love, isn't it?
No, it's speaking straining the wine when there's no pieces in it, just an extra. Something that you could drink as is, you're allowed to strain because the straining's not doing anything.
Strain oranges with pulp?
No, if you don't want the pulp.
You could drink it
as. No, I'm saying if you wouldn't drink it like that. I'll give you an example. You know at the end of the sinks by the faucet? There's mm-hmm. that little strainer
mm-hmm.
that's screwed onto the sink, yeah?
That's a yeah? problem.
When you take out water on Shabbos, it's going through that strainer. Why isn't the shaylah straining? Because you drink the water as it is. Which I have a problem with. In the holy New York water, everybody sees big bugs walking all over the water, and therefore they say you need strainers and filters. Then I don't understand how you can use those filters on Shabbos. Because according to them, you're not allowed to drink the water. So your mom is straining the water to make a drink. Attacker don't know how you're allowed to use them on Shabbos.
So in that case, the filtration system is doing.
We don't thing. Have no problem. What filtration? The government's doing it for the.
So the ones that you have under the sink, for example.
That's what it's talking about.
Yeah, but the water you could drink as is.
Yeah.
You take off that spigot, you can still drink the water. Even the filtered water. Huh?